Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to The Great Indoors, the podcast which tells you everything you ever wanted to know about interiors and how to make it really work for you in your home. This podcast is sponsored by DFS. An interesting fact for you, around 1 in 4 sofas bought in the UK is purchased from DFS. Now, before we go any further, I have to tell you where we are recording today. So, I'm going to paint the picture. Around me, I'm facing some beautiful, tall Georgian windows with views of the rolling Somerset countryside outside. I'm in this fabulous Instagram famous kitchen.
I think it is.
I'm seeing fringed lampshades, modern artwork. There's some neon signs. There's some amazing kind of marble countertop with brass taps. Lots of interesting vintage
pieces. Are you doing through
around
the keyhole?
Painting a picture.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought it was through the keyhole. Wrong show.
So we are in the home of textile designer, former singer-songwriter, mother of four, and all-round creative superstar, Pearl Lowe. And thank you for inviting us to your very beautiful house.
Such a pleasure.
Fill us in on how you ended up in this house.
A friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, called me up one day. She said, I found the perfect house for you and I need to take you there tomorrow. You know, you have to go through quite a few houses to get to this. And I was like, where is she taking me? It's horrible. And then you sort of go down a track. And then it was like, ah, okay, this is lovely. And the lady of the house was tobogganing down the hill. And I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. Anyway, she took me around the house and it just felt too big for me. And she didn't have any heating. She never heated the house. And her Arga didn't work. So when we came in, you know, you could see our breath and it was just so cold. And I was sort of walking around just thinking, oh my God, it must be. She said, no, it's fortune. It's fortune to run. Anyway, it was way over our budget. So I just thought, you know, we'll just keep looking. Yeah. And a few years went by and I watched it on Rightmove just go down and down.
Did she actually sell it or she just left it on the market?
She left it on the market. She'd take it off. She'd put it back on. And I really do feel sometimes with these things that they really, houses are, you know, they're supposed to be yours.
Oh, I totally think that's true. And every time I've lost a house, I've realised in hindsight that it was the good thing. You definitely find the house you're meant to have. I'm certain about that.
So do you feel that now you're here with all the 11 bedrooms to heat?
Sometimes I feel like, what am I doing? My children are leaving. You know, it's crazy. I've got two at home. But I do think sometimes it's a bit ridiculous. But I'll show you around because you can actually shut off half the house and not heat it and just heat this the side that we live in.
Yeah.
And we actually do rent it out for shoots and for sort of short stays. So people come for a week, we move out, they come in, you know. So we're actually making it work for ourselves.
Yeah, I was going to say, the house has to earn its keep in a way.
It really does, because it is very, it is expensive to run. The Duval kitchen.
Yeah.
They were an amazing company. Everything 2 years later works perfectly. I mean, we had a disaster, which was, I'm actually dyscalculia, so I'm not great with maths. they didn't come and measure up.
Oh, that's okay. The thing that always terrifies me. I'm not good at numbers, but yes, because it got a name. I'll have that.
Dyscalculia.
I probably got that.
I got the measurements the wrong way round. Okay, so when it arrived, it was a bit like Spinal Tap when the when Stonehenge came, and it was literally the smallest unit you have ever seen.
Wow! Mini so we're looking at the moment at two fitted cabinets that fit either side of. I guess that would have been some kind of chimney breast originally. This is now where you've got your stove.
Yeah.
So to get it millimetre perfect for those cabinets to fit inside those alcoves is really critical, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely crucial. So I tried to get him to like build a bit over the top and then put like, you know, sort of bookcases either side. Yeah. And all my friends were coming around going, yeah, it looks all right.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's fine. What are you crying about? And I was like, because I'd spent so much money as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, but a couple of weeks went by and I was still crying about the kitchen.
Yes.
Anyway, they came back and they sorted it out. And actually,
you repaid them 100 times over anyway, haven't you, with all the press that this kitchen's got?
Well, they told me themselves that they have, through my followers and the people I know, because I think probably about 10 of my friends have got Duval kitchens now. They just said that they've now, it was lovely saying that they can now open in New York, which is amazing.
So what is it about working with them, do you think, that's so special? Like, what did you enjoy about this kitchen? Apart from, that was a disaster.
What about the positive things of designing
a hand-built kitchen?
I think that it all works so beautifully. Like the drawers just slide out, the locks.
I'm going to slide a drawer.
Yeah. Now. I mean, my husband says that whenever I've fitted a kitchen before, you know, the handle will come off, or you try and pull it and it just won't come out. Or, you know, the catches break off and everything. Because I love that look.
And you love a lot of, like, original vintage, don't you? And if you love original vintage, you've got to put up with a bit of wonkiness and sticking.
And it's not practical. And if you're using it as often as we do, and if you're having big dinner parties and things don't work, it's a pain.
It's got to function, hasn't it?
Yeah. Whereas, you know, the great thing about this Duval kitchen is the fact that, you know, everything works. 2 years later, perfect. We haven't had one problem. And the fact that, you know, it's not my, you know, aesthetic in a way, because I'm not really into modern, but then I've mixed it with antique stuff, so.
Yeah. And I love the mix of worktops. I think that's a point. You don't have to have the same worktop throughout your kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have, you've got marble on the island by the sink, you've got wood by the, for the sort of coffee machine and the by the hob. And that works really well because the wood kind of warms up the marble as well, doesn't it?
I think so. I think I toyed with the idea of marble on both and I thought, no, that's going to look too much.
Yeah, a bit too blue.
I'm toying with the idea of honing my marble, but I put it out on Instagram saying, hey, has anyone had... And everyone's like, it stains.
So that's to try and take the shine off the marble.
I love that 20s look. Mm. I love that sort of look. But the thing is, I'm nervous because we use it so often and there is a lot of red wine being drunk and lemon juice and...
Turmeric.
You know, and I think that I would... And especially because it's people coming into the house that... You know, don't know me from Adam. They don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Especially if you're renting space out.
I think you've got to have something that's completely practical.
Whereas you just wipe it off and you can put anything on it and it's fine. Yeah.
I think what's really lovely, though, about this kitchen, even though, you know, the whole kitchen's from Duval, it's been designed for the space, it works really well. It feels very authentic, individual, unusual, because it's yours. And I think that's because of all the...
It's got vintage furniture around the edges, hasn't it?
This gallery wall of artwork... You know, it's very quirky, the way you pulled it together.
It's good. It's definitely works, and I haven't wanted to touch it since putting it in. So that's a good thing.
You've got this room right. This is a big tick here.
I did think about painting the grey cupboards black with red inside, but I got the whole family shouted me down about that one. So I'm not.
Oh, so does that happen? Do you have a bit of a committee? Yes.
Oh, do they have an opinion?
Yeah, oh God, it's so annoying.
Yes, people say that to me though. They say, you know, oh, my husband lets me do whatever I want, he's not interested. Mine really has an opinion and it's quite irritating. We have to discuss it.
Yes. And come to a compromise.
Yes.
I know, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
He has very strong views, which is fine. And, you know, a lot of the time he is right. With the front room, he really put his foot down and said, I want this wallpaper. I said, okay.
Oh, on that note, let's go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
Let's go and have a look at the wallpaper.
And I'm just going to... So we're going to do... Oh, look
at that armoire full of vintage fabrics. I mean, isn't that just heaven? Everywhere you go, isn't there? There's just more
lovely stuff.
Lovely treasures.
Oh, I think he was right.
So he picked this wallpaper out.
Well, basically, when we first moved in...
This is heaven. It is heaven, isn't it?
I chose this in green, this wallpaper, and he hated it so much. One day he came home and he just went, Pearl, I'm really sorry to say this. It's like an 80s conservatory. He said, it's so disgusting. And he said,
I'm sure it wasn't, but that was his connotation.
Did you have the black windows?
No.
Just to point. So this is on a curve, this room, with three floor-to-ceiling windows painted with black frames
and
fabulous lace panels.
Yeah.
And original shutters, solid ones, can I just say. No plantation shutters here. There's no plantations in Somerset. It's my design crime. I'm just putting that out there now. Okay.
And a pale green patterned wallpaper. And
I can see where he's coming from.
We've got the charcoal woodwork.
So he was a bit saying, look, can we really get it right this time, Pearl? You know, it's costing us so much money and I'm getting really bored of this. And I said, okay, fine, we'll do it together. So we went off to Homebase and bought loads of different, you know, kind of colour palettes. And I said, look, really feel like we should have a red, you know, it should be red.
Yeah.
Because it's just so cosy red. And it's not one of my colours. I'm normally pale and...
Yeah.
Anyway, to cut long story short, he said, what about that wallpaper that we had at the beginning? the green one.
That's the point where you want to punch him, isn't it?
I said, what, the one you hated? He said, yes, but doesn't it come in other colours? I hated the colour, but I loved the wallpaper. And actually, it's Robert Kime.
Right.
So I went back and I said, oh, yeah, they do a red. He said, well, let's have a look at it. Anyway, it turns out that that's the one we both said, yeah, let's go for it. Actually, Charnwood gave me that lovely log burner and it is unbelievable. I swear
they
to God.
They pump some heat out, don't they?
Yeah, because you get the two little fans from Amazon. They're like £30 each.
Oh, and what honestly, do?
They sort of...
Blow the heat
all around the room.
So they're two little fans sitting on top of the wood burner.
They look like little plastic fans.
Yeah, you get them on Amazon. They're £32 each.
And what is it? Log burner fan? Is that what I'm searching
for?
It. Wow. Oh, it's not even really
noticeable.
The fire, though, that I'm looking at. I'm looking at this amazing floral creation that's on the map.
Yes.
Now, that's a real signature look for you in terms of style,
although,
isn't it?
I think I've got a bit too many dried flowers in this house. I think I'm going to...
You're moving on.
I'm moving on. I'm going to get like a really lovely massive mirror when I find one. I stupidly found one in the auction and I didn't put... Someone outbid me. Because I just thought, oh, they're not going to pay this. And then...
Now, tell us about your local auctions. Because, you know, I follow you on Instagram and your stories are brilliant because you're always at these incredible auctions and flea markets. Is that all local to this area?
Yeah.
Because you seem to always be, like, in these treasure troves of this incredible vintage stuff.
I've landed in the best place for, you know, antique places and, you know, auctions.
So this is sort of Frome, Shepton Mallet, this sort of area.
Yeah, although I do go further afield. If anyone's watching, is it Marie Kondo?
We're not watching that.
We don't like Marie Kondo.
Well, I'm sure she's lovely. Strong.
I'm sure she's lovely. But no, I like stuff.
No, I like stuff too, but she's the thing that I've got from it is not about getting rid of stuff. It's about only having things that make you feel joyful
and stuff that you love.
Stuff that you really, really love. So now... I won't bring anything in unless I really love
it. So that's really had an effect on you then. That's made you even more discerning about, rather than thinking, oh, that's a good bargain, I'll grab that.
It's not about bargains anymore. It's about if I love it, I will get it. But then that also is costly because I saw this butterfly mirror in the market and it was so expensive. And I was just like, no, I can't live without
that. Marie Kondo says I must have it.
Yes. And it's now the cover of my book.
Ah! Oh, yes, so it was
a business expense.
Well, yeah, it's,
yeah, exactly.
No, it's true. I mean, it worked out okay, but at the time I was like, oh, having sweats, you know, God, this is too much.
So the book, is this more of a manifesto for your style? Is that kind of what
I
we can expect from it?
It came about because, I don't know about you two, but when I walk into a house that I love, I'm so passionate about houses.
Yes, you get that feeling, don't you?
Yeah. You get that thing of like, oh my God, I want to live here. I want to sell. I want to come in here, you know. And so it was really about those houses that do that for me and this house. So amazing.
And it's called Faded Glamour.
Yeah.
And it comes out when?
October the 8th.
Were you sort of picking the houses that are going
to
feature in the book?
All I had to do was pick the houses, redecorate my house
in time
again. I know, you should have seen that. My husband, he was just like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this again, I feel really stressed. I said, well, you'll be happy when the book comes out.
Not used to it yet. So you guys have been together
a long time.
I really felt like him and my son Alfie were doing a slight intervention. Alfie took me aside and said, Dad's really unhappy, you're making him really unhappy.
Aww.
And I said, Alfie, I'm shooting in 2 weeks' time. I have to do this. He's going to have to live with it.
Yeah, it's your business.
Yeah. So I said, I promised, I swore an oath, I wouldn't do any more after the book. So
yeah, let's watch that space.
Comes out. So in November, we'll be looking on your Instagram with interest to see what's happening.
Do you know what? Yesterday I said to Sunny, I was like, we're talking about white houses. I said, you know, I really, because I'm actually decorating a white house for somebody at the moment, and it looks unbelievable.
So white on white, as in
white walls,
everything's
white floors, just
lots
beautiful
of textures,
chandeliers, and beautiful.
Beautiful
kind of, you know, faded curtains. You know, sort of like that lovely look.
I love that.
And he said, I love that look. I said, yeah, I think we should do that with our house. He looked at me in horror.
Do you know, someone commented, a friend of mine commented on my Instagram post this morning, Susie Rushton, and I put a Duvall picture up actually, and she said it's scuffed bliss.
That's brilliant. That's
good,
that
isn't
it? That's a book title.
Yes. But I know what you mean, because I've had dark interiors and suddenly we're seeing lots of pale neutrals, warm neutrals.
Yeah.
I'm quite drawn to it.
What are you? The really pale light?
Well, neutral. With lots of sort of vintage wood and old stuff.
Oh, you're so contrary.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You were having a right old whinge about scuffed shabby chic.
I didn't call it shabby chic. That's different. I'm not quite sure how.
No, but you know what? It's really interesting because...
You shop a lot for vintage, both online and in your local market.
Yeah.
Have you got any tips for how is the best... What's your strategy for getting
the
good
things?
Yeah,
we want to know, how come you've got such good gear?
You have to be really specific about what you want when you put in your search. So I put antique French armoire. Focus on what you want.
So is it finding those key descriptive words? So rather than just putting in armoire, it's the fact that it's French or it's vintage.
And it's antique. Yeah.
Do you find, because I find sometimes if I put in antique, you get a lot of antique style, vintage style.
Yes, you do.
You just have to shove through all that.
Yeah, you just have to be very careful when it says antique style, because that isn't an antique.
Right.
That is a repro. I have had a few where they've arrived and they haven't been antique, and that fills me with absolute horror.
And what do you do then?
Send it back.
You do. You say that you weren't
or if
being honest in the description.
Yeah.
And going to markets, you've done that once or twice? And sharp elbows, is that the key?
You have to get super early. Know what you're looking for. I mean, sometimes, you know, just be patient, because sometimes you'll go and you'll think, oh my God, I've driven 3 hours and there's nothing, you know. Or sometimes you'll go and you'll fill your car.
So when you're going to the flea market, you said have a clear idea of what you want. But that's a nuance as well, isn't it? Because on one hand, you don't know what you're going to get. But is it like you're just looking for one genre of style, or you're just looking for rugs, or you're just looking for chandeliers?
I mean, God, sometimes I'll go and, like, for instance, that butterfly mirror, I was not looking for a
mirror.
That's
in Daisy's room, isn't it?
Yeah, that I really wasn't looking for a mirror that day.
And so there's lucky breaks.
I'm looking for a really lovely small sofa for the under the window in the kitchen, but I found one the other day that was £12, and when it arrived, it was huge, and I was like, oh no, I should have measured.
Small furniture can be difficult, can't it? Small antiques, because a lot of it's come from really big houses.
Yeah,
it's bedroom. I think that's quite a good way to find antique furniture, I've found, is if you put bedroom chair. That will be smaller.
Yes.
So bedroom, vintage bedroom sofa will be a smaller one.
Okay, thanks. There are great sites like Decorative Collective. There's obviously the French House, and there's one in Bristol called Rag & Bone, and I really like them. So should we go into the dining room?
That wallpaper. Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's a tablecloth.
Mm. I know, I made that actually, because you obviously can.
That is a giant furry, is it a tiger? It's a zebra.
Yeah, I love it. It's so cool. And we had the table made because it was a round room. And so I had this idea in the middle of the night that I would do a window seat and then do a kind of massive...
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. Oh, so it's just quite a modern...
Yeah.
It's a modern piece of wood cut.
Yes.
But that's so clever. It's such a sociable shape, isn't it? This elliptic kind of oval.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's one leg in the middle.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Because half of the table is fitted bench seating.
Yeah, so there's this curved half... window seat, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the table goes up against it. So, yeah, I can't sit there because I always need a wee.
Yeah.
Also, no, wearing a jumpsuit.
I can't be crawling around in a jumpsuit. The whole thing would rip itself asunder.
I know, and I sit here, basically.
Yeah, that's where I would sit, next to you. So we'll go upstairs now.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Roger Oates carpet.
Oh, with the candy stripe. That's so
new,
lovely.
Since you've been here.
I mean, we're all right coming up here in shoes.
Yeah.
It's a
bit late.
It's a working house. It's a working house. So this is Daisy's room.
It's just a bit chilly.
Oh, but where did that four poster go? Because
I sold
amazing.
It to somebody in Froome.
Oh, well done. It was a good bed. Is this bed original vintage?
Yeah.
Because it's massive and it's quite unusual to see.
I think
an original vintage bed that's so. Because that's like, is that
50s? I'd say. I'd say it's 50s.
But that's bigger than King. That's
kind
of super King.
Yeah. And it's lovely. I mean, I love it. And in fact, you know, it's very girly and Danny loved it. He was like, I love that bed. Why are we getting rid of it? And I said, because it's
quite... You can really see how Danny struggles with it, doesn't it? We've all really got our hearts out for Danny right now. But no, I love that. Why is it going?
No, Danny, honestly, he's writing a book at the moment and it is the funniest book ever. He talks about how he'll be sitting watching telly and a rug will be taken and he's really downtrodden, you know. He's like, oh, I love that rug. And I'm like, I've sold it. Sorry. And then he's just like sitting there going, oh, so unfair.
Hello, anyway, dog.
Oh, yeah, dogs.
This is Angie.
This is Angela.
So she's
Hello,
a King
Angela.
Charles.
Yeah,
Daniel?
King Charles. She's getting a little bit rickety now because she's 10.
She's got a very waggy tail.
Yeah, she's a lovely girl. So Daisy was a bit upset as well because she loved the way... So I sent her a picture of the cover of the book. I said, Daisy, your bedroom made the cover of my book. She went, don't recognise my bedroom. Sorry, darling. You'll have to come and see it.
And this the curtains that you've got there, are they vintage too?
No, they are Kate Foreman.
With the pom-pom... Look, it's a swaggy pelvic cage.
I was just going to say that. Sophie sent me a message yesterday on Instagram. Where had you been?
I'd been to Design Week at Chelsea Harbour, and there was a really amazing room set designed by Ben Pentreath, and he'd done this massive pelmet and curtains that then matched the walls. So the walls and the pelmet and the curtains were all in this big chintz.
Pelmet. And I was so like, hooray! Sent her a message going, no.
So what are you going to say now?
And then she said, and bring back swags. And I've walked in here... And I
are you eating your words?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far. But it looks fantastic. It's not. Do you know why? It's because it's a sort of draped pelmet across the top, but the curtains hang straight down. You know what I don't like?
Oh, you don't like the
I don't like a tie back.
You don't like
a tie back. We're going about to go into a room with a tie back.
No, I haven't got a tie back. I don't like tie back. I think my son said when he was 15, he said, we've moved 15 times and I'm 15. Wow. I was like, I'm really sorry. Because I used to do them, you know, basically do up a house and sell it on a year later. And so I am enjoying being settled, definitely.
Do you think you found the house? Is this
the one? I think so, yeah. I mean, the only thing that I'm finding difficult are the winters. And as I'm getting older, I'm not as tolerant as I used to be. He's off in the studio and I'm sitting there with a fur coat on, you know, working with my assistant going, I'm so cold. And I just sit him down. I phoned him up at the studio. I said, Dan, he went, oh, that's because I changed the timer because it's so expensive. I was like, Dan, I work at home. This is really mean. So it's
they're very uncompromising, these country houses, aren't they?
Definitely. Yes, I grew up in a country house as well. And I remember actually when I was training in Birmingham, I moved in with a friend in a modern house. And I will never forget, she said, oh, it's got to that time of year, I'm going to put the heating on. And she put the heating on and the house came warm. And I was like 25. It was the first time I'd ever experienced that the heating would do what you said it would do. You know, why my mother would put the heating on, but there were always so many drafts that you still had to wear a coat to go to the loo and things.
Yes.
And I remember being in this modern house and thinking, well, that's so clever. This heating thing actually works.
So this is the, obviously, my bedroom.
Oh, and that's
and
the
then
fabulous
bed.
So this bed has got like a really amazing sort of headboard, piping. It's got a real 1920s sort of shape to it, hasn't it?
It's like a fan, isn't it? Yeah. A green velvet fan.
So I've got a green velvet bed.
it's the green velvet bed club.
It is.
I do not have a green velvet bed.
And white painted floorboards.
Yes, white painted floorboards.
Me too. Yeah.
Where did you get it from?
No, I got it from Soho Home, which is obviously Soho Home's... They're the interiors of the Soho Home
houses. They set up a shop, didn't they, to go with the
clubs. The Soho House group.
Yeah,
you've got
such...
I mean, do you take a lot of inspiration from their interiors? Because their hotels are gorgeous.
Yeah, because we live 10 minutes away from Babington House, which is such an incredible place. And they're always redecorating. And it is really inspiring. Definitely get some, you know, tips from there, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm obsessed with mirrored furniture, so from the 20s or 50s even. So this I bought was my first ever purchase when I lived in London, when we bought our house. It was like 20 years ago. And that one came soon after. So I bought them both in London. And then I found that one in Froome and that one online.
The bedside table. So the bedside tables, dressing table and chest of drawers.
So someone asked me, actually, funnily enough, I was reading my messages this morning and she said, I really want some mirrored furniture. Do you think it will go out of fashion? And I was going to say, well, no, clearly, because it's been around since the 20s. But would you say try and buy vintage mirrored furniture rather than modern?
Try. I mean, you can't find it anymore.
Yeah.
It is almost impossible. You'll find repros... But when you do find it, it is so expensive.
So buy modern.
Yeah, I would say buy modern because, I mean, even those bedside tables were about £400 each, I think. They're not cheap. They look old. I mean, it's fine. Yeah. I just don't buy modern.
I was going to say, I can't see, apart from the bed we know is new Soho. From Soho Home, I can't see any new stuff in your house.
Have you ever been to IKEA? It's a big store on the outskirts.
No, do you know what? My son went there the other day, took 200 pictures, and he came back and he went, Mum, I love it. I love it. Can I redecorate my room and just put everything from IKEA? I went, no, you really can't. When you buy your own house, yes.
Isn't that funny? That's so classic.
This side of the house is haunted. If you can feel how cold it is in here, this is the room that's really haunted. It's dropped massively. I know.
It's really dropped, Kate. It's absolutely. It's like going into. It's like going into a refrigerator.
I actually feel I've got tears in my eyes. I can't come in.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not coming in.
Okay, but look, come on. It's in the day. We're all together. It's fine.
It's in the day. They only come out at night.
Only at night. They don't come out. I mean, nobody says when they stay here that it's haunted. But
do you tell them?
No.
It's outed. We've outed it.
I don't. Danny and I thought it was going to be a certain amount. It literally, I think it went five times over the amount.
Your budget.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Everything was, you know, 10 times more or whatever. We were just kind of going, oh my God, where are we going to find this money? You know, it was getting like that. And because we'd started, we had to finish.
Yeah.
But it happens to so many people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it was scary. It was really, really scary because at some point we thought, my God, maybe we won't be able to live here. We might have to just sell it.
Oh, really? Did you have that proper...
Yeah, we did.
Fear at a certain point, so you'd bitten off more than you could chew. And,
oh, my God.
And, you know, I don't want to pry too much, but how was the relationship with that? Because I think nothing puts you under more pressure than doing a
bath. I was crying every night. I was going to bed, and I was crying. And he was just like, oh, it's only a house. Like, if we have to sell it, we have to sell it. You know, it was like that.
But you're project managing it, so you're living, breathing it 24 hours. I mean, I know whenever I've done big projects, I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, because you're creating in the night.
But the other thing I think...
I do that in bed, decorating
rooms.
If I'm doing a collection or if I'm doing a house or if I'm thinking wallpaper and, you know, tiles and da-da-da and everything's going on.
The other thing, though, I think, which is a key thing, is when you're in it, if the builder says you can't put the door there or, you know, you can't have this there and you get so distressed because you think the whole thing will be ruined. Well, that's it. I might as well sell it because I can't do this or I can't have that wallpaper. And then actually... when you come out the other side and you've had a bit of time, it's always okay. Yeah. You just can't see that far ahead when you're in it. And the things which at the time feel like huge mistakes or disasters tend not to be in the scheme of things.
I think, especially if you're, I mean, you guys seem the same as me. You're very kind of precise and you kind of know what you want and you want it a certain way and that's that. You know, and when you do... you know, I've made so many mistakes. When you make a mistake, you're so angry with yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
And you think, my God, this is never going to be rectified.
Yeah.
And like, I, you know, the thing is, I remember going out with a friend, the jewellery designer, Solange Jezaguri, and I said, I just, you know, I'm on my third decoration. She said, darling, I've painted my hallway 12 times.
What an amazing hallway it is as well.
Yeah, and it's
that's
incredible.
That's worth a Google.
And you think, oh my God, if she's done it 12 times, you know,
right,
and then I suddenly thought, oh, I think you have to just go, okay, if it's a mistake, have the courage to go, okay, I'm just going to go over it. And
so that wallpaper is quite extraordinary. So this is quite a petite downstairs loo, like everybody has, and yet you've covered all the walls and the ceiling and the reveals around the window. This absolutely crazy floral. Where did you find a wallpaper like that from?
Brian Yates.
Ah.
Yeah.
And these very famous star tiles, which I believe Skye McAlpine has in her shower.
She's just sold her house. Top tiles or something like that. They're really cheap.
Yeah.
And because we needed so many, because it goes into the laundry room, I just went...
Well, that's kind of how we decorate our houses too. So we're at the back of the house, not off the kitchen, so it is the time to scrape back on the budget, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Definitely. And I love these.
I mean,
I know lots of people have them because lots of people come around and go, I've got those tiles.
But I don't know, somehow in the context of your house, I actually personally don't feel like I've seen them. They just feel right for here.
No, interestingly, but they somehow look as if they could have always been here.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. But anyway, that's...
That completes the tour, does it?
It really does.
Love the fact we finished in the downstairs loo. I think that's so apt.
Yes.
We'll be queuing up to go.
This has been my best few hours I've had all.
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Because I just A, loved meeting you both and also talking about interiors.
So, Pearl, possibly our most favourite part of the podcast is when we come up with design crime. So this is something that we've thrown out to our listeners.
It's just for fun.
It's just for fun. It's like the room 101 of things that you find really irksome, irritating, or downright offensive when it comes to interior design. So what's yours?
Mine is repro. That repro Louis furniture. I cannot tell you how much it hurts me. No, seriously. Yeah. Because A, it's really expensive. And I'm thinking, why would you pay that, £1,000, for when you can get an antique one? A beautiful antique that's been loved, that has history, that's beautiful. And it's kind of, and it's made in this wonderful, like either elm or, you know, some gorgeous wood. Why are you going to buy a pine?
Yeah.
You know, just sort of.
It's been in a spray booth.
It's been sprayed. It's so hideous. And it's £1,000, you know, or £1,500 or something like that. I find it so offensive. And the beds don't even get me started. The beds just really upset me a lot.
Can I just say Pearl's actually got her head in her hands?
No, because it really upsets me because I had, a few years ago, I had a client that had one. And I was like, okay, so we'll get a proper, like, French bed, right? And they're like, no, we love this bed. I was like, oh, okay. And it's literally inside. I was like, oh my God, I bought these beautiful side tables. How is that going to match?
Yeah.
You know, because I just, for me, it's all about the history and the kind of, you know, the work that went into it, not a factory, not sprayed, not, you,
the
you know.
The craftsmanship.
Yes.
That, yeah.
And the pigment and the paint and the peeling off and the the worn look.
The that's story it tells.
The story. And I really don't want to offend anyone, obviously, because
no,
I know some
offending
people.
Everybody, aren't
no, but
we?
I yeah. know that some people love it. And I don't, that's fine if that's your thing. For me, it just makes me feel very upset.
So you've really, really, really honed down your sense of style, which I know is something that people struggle, a lot of people struggle with that, and they feel pulled by trends or what their friends got or what they've seen here and there. And what are your tips? Like, how did you get to that point? Like, how do you really find your own sense of authentic style, do you think?
I think it's when I really love something. Like, I definitely will go and, if I go somewhere and I go, oh my God, I've got to have that.
So
and
you're this, listening to that
I
instinct.
Remember the furniture that I haven't bought. Like, still.
You're still
me.
Grieving.
Oh, I'm still grieving over something I missed on eBay 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's
might
right.
Might actually be 12, yeah.
It's amazing the actual connection I have to furniture. It's very strange. I mean, it's sort of, you know, I kind of get this feel. And that's when I buy
it. It's a love affair.
It's a love affair. It's definitely a love affair. And the thing is, I do get bored of things. Like, I do swap my taste slightly, but it never, I've always loved chandeliers. I've always loved kind of French beds.
Yeah.
I've always loved the armoires, you know, and I don't think I'll ever change that look. And I know some people think it's a bit girly. You know, I do have a lot of my friends' husbands who come over and they just go, Danny, you know, isn't this quite girly, this house? You know, it's sort of, there's a lot of pink or there's a, and I know that it doesn't suit everyone. Some people find it quite offensive, I think. But
I think whoever's got a very strong, whoever's making a really strong style statement, you're not going to please everybody.
No.
But that's kind of the whole point. And I think for some people who worry about what their friends are going to think, what their neighbours are going to think, that is actually madness because you will never
please everyone.
Everybody.
And I think as you get older, you care less and less what other people
think.
But it's
care.
Like getting dressed, isn't it? I think if you talk about decorating your house as in dressing it, if you are comfortable the way you've decorated it and it tells your story, then people will feel that it's a comfortable place, even if it's not their taste.
Yeah.
Because it's you and it feels natural. It's an extension of you.
Like if everyone just really went into the core of who they are, they probably, their houses would be an extension of who they were.
I think that takes courage. And I think you're right. As you get older, you have that courage. But also, again, it's through making mistakes and experimenting. Yeah. So you have to try it and see how you feel with it. And you know when it's wrong.
Yes.
You just have to listen to yourself.
Of course, as always, there'll be some of the key things we talked about on our blogs. Mine is sophierobinson.co.uk and hers is madabouttheHouse.com. And you can see Pearl's wonderful collection of dresses on her website, pearllow.co.uk, and the collection of wallpapers out now with Woodchip and Magnolia. And don't forget to pre-order that book, Faded Glamour, out in the autumn. We've had so much fun recording today. Pearl, seriously, I can't... Thank you enough.
Well.
You are the best company ever, and your house is just amazing.
Well, I've had the best day too, so thank you for coming here.
And thanks also to DFS for sponsoring the podcast, Kate Taylor, our producer, and to you lovely listeners for listening.
And we'll see you in the great indoors.